You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you today, Pam?
Oh, I'm just fine. Yeah.
Great. How can you not be? Do we dare say it? Is spring here? Has it sprung?
I think so. Oh, and as I walked up the sidewalk to your front door, there were dandelions on the ground, and I was so happy.
Oh, yes, for the bees, because they like any flowers.
Yes. Oh, I'm just happy when I see dandelions, yeah.
Okay.
And so are the bees, yeah.
Yes, say. Well, give us a bee update.
Oh, sure. Oh, in fact, it was so cute because Steve saw that I was getting ready to come in and do the recording today, mm-hmm. and he goes, well, are you going to talk about the bees? He was just very excited because this next weekend, not this one, but the following weekend, we are getting our bees.
Okay.
So I can't believe it's time already.
Oh, wow.
It seems a little early to me, but I think it's been, you know, it's been a milder winter, so
okay,
probably. Yeah.
Now, do you have to drive somewhere to get those?
Yeah. In the past, we've driven up to Hackensack, you know, right, to Man Lake, and we still might go up there because they have all kinds of bee supplies. It's like the Mecca, you know. It's like, we like going there and getting things. But, we're going to be going down near Lewiston to pick up the bees this year. And we're going to be picking up six what's called nukes, and it's the Carniolan Italian mix, the hardy ones. And the lovers, so we got some of those before, and we really liked that blend. So we're excited about doing it. And and here's the big difference this year. There's about maybe 20,000 bees per nuke, and and these are different from other packages of bees that we've gotten in that they're on frames already, and they have a queen that's already been working and laying brood, and it's already a hive that has begun working together with each other. So we just insert them into the box, you know, and there's just one box to start with. It's called a deep, or the brood box, and put them in there, and they're good to go. But we were doing a little bit of math. If there's roughly 20,000 bees per nuke, and we've got six of them coming, I believe that's about 120,000 bees. Yeah, and normally they would just be in the back of our car, you know.
Okay,
and it's
buzzing around, or buzzing in there.
Buzzing in there, and then there's always a few that gets loose, you know. But when you work with bees enough, one little bee buzzing around a car isn't that big of a deal. But we got a truck now, so it's going to be in the back of our truck.
Oh, so you won't even hear them.
No, so I kind of miss, it's kind of an exciting thing to say, yeah, we traveled home with 120,000 bees. But, yeah.
Wow,
pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah, so he's been busy getting the hives all. Yeah. he rebuilt one of the platforms that some of the hives sit on, and he's gotten everything all cleaned out. And we did pull, by the way, quite a bit of honey. We've got maybe 5 gallons worth from the hives that didn't make it through the winter. You know, some of them were just loaded with honey. And so right now we're in the process of filtering it and bottling it. So I will have a little bit more in a week or two.
As you know, this is a pickup point or a selling point, and it doesn't stay long out here.
No. No, in fact, we are out of honey right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all we have is some stuff that we've saved for ourselves. But that's why we're bottling some more up right now. So we've got some. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's neat. So that's the beast. That's the bee update.
Yep. That's the bee update. And I'll tell you, want to know what's going on in Hastings here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I see you have your sheet there.
Yeah. And so I would like to see this fuller on the backside.
It's an 8x11, and the front is totally full, but you're just a couple inches on the back.
Yeah, and sometimes during this time of year, I would see maybe it coming down halfway.
It seems like there's less this time than the last time we visited.
Yeah, but now this is the interesting thing. I think there's a total of, it says 93 homes that are either actively on the market or have closed in the last 30 days. Okay. Mm-hmm. But this is really, really interesting to me. From this list here, two-thirds or over 60 homes have gone into pending or closed just in the last month.
60 out of 93?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's good. I mean, it shows that things have been active. And I think I've mentioned this before. If I look at the numbers that say how many days they've been on the market, they don't sell quite as quickly, I don't think, as they had been during the crazy time. But this would maybe be a little bit more normal anyway.
Okay.
Because I'm just thinking a condo that I just sold was on, I think, it would say if I look it on here, 38 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I would have been shocked if you had told me a year ago that I'd have a condo on the market for 38 days. I would have been shocked.
Okay.
But that's not that unusual. So if you're selling a house, you just need to be prepared that it's not going to be that feeding frenzy that it was a year ago, for example. But they are selling for sure.
Well, and of course, interest rates are up there.
Yeah. Speaking of the interest rates, I just printed out one of the more recent, I have several lenders that send me updates all the time. And for the first time, I'm seeing a 7 again. It's been a while since I've seen 7 on a 30-year fixed. And then all the rest of them are in the 6s, VA, FHA, 15, 20, 10-year, they're all in the 6s. And then just a note, this is without buying down, because remember how, I don't know, we've probably talked about it before, you can pay a certain amount of money and the lender would tell you what was required to lower the interest rate a little bit. And sometimes that, if you're going to be in the house for quite a while, it would be worth doing that, to bring it down. So, bottom line, you're not going to be able to buy as expensive a house at a higher rate as you could at a lower rate and keep the payments the same. Mm-hmm. But you know the saying, and I'll say it over and over again, marry the house, but date the rate. And if they do go down, you can always refinance. Yep.
But you can't go back and get that house once it's sold.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. Give me a call. 651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam. Either way, they'll get a hold of her.
You'll get me.
Well, our topic of the week, 10 Steps to Buying a Home, Step 2.
Yeah, Part 2. And I don't know if this is going to take 10 whole weeks, but maybe we'll double up on a few of these. Mm-hmm. But today I'm going to dedicate the whole thing to Step 2 because this is a really, really, really important one.
Okay.
Last week we talked about how important it is to get a realtor working on your behalf.
Right.
And it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's buying a house is complicated. And when you do it all the time, it's easy to just kind of help you walk through the steps and make it easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you have to do right away before you even start looking at houses seriously is you have to get pre-approved.
Yep.
You have to connect with a lender. And I have some really, really good lenders that I work with that I'm happy to refer you to. And some lenders, have specialties in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Are
any of them local lenders or are they all local?
Oh, they are all local. Oh,
because,
good point. Yes.
Because we hear all that stuff and I've heard nothing but bad things.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I tell you, you can give me a call if you want to find out about lenders. I could tell you a few horror stories. You want to work with somebody local that you can sit down and talk to eyeball to eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, so important. And you want to work with somebody who is available on weekends if you need, because reality is a lot of business happens on the weekend.
Okay.
And if you can only contact this lender between, you know, 8 and 4:30 on business days.
Monday through Friday.
You know.
Move on.
That's not going to be good. And I have dealt with lenders like that, and it does not work. It does not work. You're going to end up losing out on homes and stuff. So,
yep.
Yeah. And when it comes to getting pre-approved, there are a lot of factors. And I'm going to explain what that is, actually, because when you bring an offer on a house, you have to have a pre-approval letter with you, or they won't even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm representing the seller and somebody brought me an offer but didn't have some documentation showing that they're working with a lender and they've been pre-approved, I would just set it aside. There would be no way, you know, I would recommend for my seller, you know, or at a minimum call the agent and say, did you forget to include something here?
When did that change? Because I remember the first couple homes I bought and you did it a little differently, but when did that change? I understand why, but how long ago?
Yeah, well, all I can tell you is for the last 10 years, it would be inconceivable to put an offer on a house.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it goes
makes
back
total
longer
sense.
Than that. Yeah, yeah. And there's another reason that you want to do it, not only so that your offer has credibility, you need to know
what
you can afford.
Yes.
I've had buyers contact me and say, okay, well, I'd like to go up to 300 or 400 or whatever, you know, the number is. And it's like, okay, so we can set up their search. You know, I set up a search matrix. We'll talk more about that on another week. But then come to find out, the monthly payment is way beyond what they wanted to spend, and in reality they should be looking at something maybe between 250 and 300 if they want to keep the payment where they want it to be. So it's really, really important. And then also your mortgage, your lender is going to tell you not only how much you can afford, but your lender is going to tell you what type of financing you're going to be able to use. And that is huge. Because, for example, let's say you want to get a fixer-upper house and, you know, just put in your own sweat equity and fix it up so you don't care if things are broken down and if there's major things that need to be fixed because you know how to fix them yourself.
Right.
Well, if you're going to get an FHA loan or a VA loan, the FHA is going to look at that, those broken windows or that missing flooring or the non-functioning, really, really old furnace or that roof that needs to be repaired. And they're going to say, well, we're not going to give you a loan on that house. They're pretty fussy about what they're going to do a loan on, especially the FHA and the VA. You know, those appraisers from the bank will come and look carefully at that house. I mean, even things like if you have a railing on the, you know, stair coming down to the outside, if it's all wobbly and loose, they're going to require that gets repaired because it's a health and safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or say you've got a deck out the back and it's 2 feet off the ground, they're going to say, you know, you have to have a railing around this deck because it's not safe. Mm-hmm. So things you might not even think about. If there's subflooring showing, you know, they don't want you to do that. The GFCI, you know, the ground fault protector has to be installed. So there's a lot of things that you need to know. So that's one really, really important reason that you have to know what type of financing. Now, if you're going to get a conventional loan, they're a little bit more easygoing on some of those things. Then, of course, if you're doing cash, that's a whole nother ball of wax. You don't have to. But I'm talking about the majority of people buying a house are getting a mortgage. So first thing, I'll tell you the first things that you have to start working on before, and you can do it beforehand too, but this is what your lender is going to tell you. You want to have your credit score as high as you can make it. And I've got this really cool thing that one of my lenders gave me once, how your credit score is determined. And I think we've even talked about it.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And part of it is how much you owe, and part of it is your payment history. But there are some other things that make up like a whole nother third, what type of credit you have. You know, they like to see a variety of things, how much new credit you have. You don't want a whole lot of new credit. And the length of your credit history, that's kind of a big thing. That's 15% of how they determine your credit score. So that's one thing that even if you're only going to be buying a house maybe in a year, you can start working on your credit score right now. And I would even recommend, even if you're not going to be buying a house for another year, meet with a lender. Have them give you an idea of what type of financing you'd be available, what you would be able to qualify for. And they can do a soft pull on your credit. And they can say, oh, you've got fantastic credit. Do keep up whatever you're doing. Okay. Or they may say, we need to work on this if you want to get good financing. So that's a big, big part of it.
How long does it take you to change that credit? Or does it depend on what it is that you're having an issue with?
Yeah. Some things can be done very quickly, and then you just have to wait for the next cycle, you know, for everything to go through and get into the system so that people can see it. Like, say you bought a motorcycle and you owe a big chunk on it. Well, if you can get that paid off, sometimes, not always, then that doesn't show against you and automatically it'll zing up. And I actually know just enough to be dangerous. So if you really want to know the nuts and bolts, talk to a mortgage lender.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, And the other thing is also start planning for your down payment. Start putting aside money, because the more money you have cash available, the more powerful position you're going to be in when it comes to buying. And I'm just going to give you four quick pieces of advice. Okay. When you're buying a house and you're getting pre-approved and all that, don't do these things. Don't change bank accounts. Stay where you are. Wherever you are when they take that picture of you, keep it that way. Because when things change, it just muddies up the works, and sometimes you might have to start over. Do not apply for new credit or close any credit accounts during that period of time. If you're going to do it, wait till after you've gotten into the house and you've closed. because that's another thing that just messes things up. And this is one that you might not have thought of. Don't deposit good-sized amounts of cash into your bank account before you speak with your lender, because they're always going to look at that and say, where did that come from?
Where'd you get it from? Yeah.
And you're going to have to tell them. The reason that they do that is they want to make sure that somebody hasn't just lent you some money that you're going to have to pay back, because that's another debt that you owe. And so they'll often say, if parents give them money for a down payment, they have to write a letter saying this is a gift. We don't expect it back. Don't make any large purchases. Don't go out and buy a new car during that period of time. And don't co-sign a loan for another person.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, that's it. Final time.
It goes so fast.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call. 651-319-1298.
Okay. Well, Pam, it's been a lot of fun. And thank you very much. And you have a great day.
Yep, you too.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor, Pam Collins, you can give her a call, 651-319-1298, or call the local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the B-Lady. This is KDWA Hastings.